The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, the number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Topps Heritage High Number baseball box. They didn't pick it up last week, so we're adding in this week a 2015 Topps Baseball Factory set. I think it's a 700-card set this year.
Very nice.
Chris Bryant's rookie in there. We've got a ton to talk about this week, and we're also going to be open to trade ideas. Okay, Bill, you have unopened Steve with you this week also, correct?
I do. Steve Dickler's with me. He's been on with us before. He kind of does all the unopened stuff for our auctions and, you know, verifies stuff like that.
All right, so if anybody has any unopened product that you're wondering the value of, it's a great week to call in about that. But, Bill, this is what we were talking about. Yesterday, the last couple of days, apparently a lot of people have been talking about on the radio trades between the White Sox and the Cubs, and I'm going to be the White Sox general manager for any trade ideas. Vince is going to be the Cubs, and Bill, you and unopened Steve can handle both the Orioles and Nationals if anybody has a deal with them, okay? You'll be the GMs, but I've got two things I want to say. Number one, Chris Sale is virtually untradeable by the White Sox, and it's because of how good he is in compared to his contract. He's contracted for $9.15 million in 2016, $12 million in 2017, and club options in 2018 for $12.5 million and 2019 for $13.5 million. Now, if you compare that to what David Price is probably going to get, and think about it, who would you rather have? I mean, it's not that far off. You might take Price. I might not.
They're very close to being the same pitcher.
Right,
you know?
And I think Price is going to get probably more than double that 2019 option, which makes Chris Sale almost untradeable. He's too good for his contract.
Actually, my trade offer involves Sale. So
okay.
Are you ready to hear my offer?
Yeah,
okay,
probably.
Well, all right. Well,
okay,
here we
let's
go.
Hear it.
I'm offering you Baez.
Okay.
$5 million in cash and any pitcher in the Cubs organization straight up for sale.
No.
You wouldn't do that.
Not even close.
All right.
Not
well,
even
it's
close.
I'd offer it out there.
I would think of maybe trading Rodon for Addison Russell, maybe. But I don't think I'd even do that. I think the White Sox have to do what the Mets are doing, keep Chris Sale, Rodon. I think I keep Quintana. You got Carson Fulmer in the minor leagues. I think their starting pitching is a strength that they got to stick with. The one guy I want the White Sox to try to trade for, they have to upgrade catching to me. And LaCroix, I think, I think they might want to trade him. So I would trade like Avisail or Eaton for LaCroix to upgrade a catcher if I could do that, if they're interested.
Yeah, Flowers reminds me of the Grand Canyon, a big hole in the ground compared to a hole in his swing, you know?
Right. He definitely can't hit the high fastball.
Oh, big old
but
hole.
You know what? In the defensive war, his defensive war is slightly above average. It's kind of surprising. Somebody was saying yesterday he's a real good pitch framer, so. Well, anyway, if anybody does have trade ideas, I'm the White Sox GM, Vince is the Cubs GM, and Bill will handle the East Coast.
Yes.
And then don't forget now, it's a week from tomorrow, bidding begins on the Huggins and Scott November auction, November 2nd through November 12th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. A ton of great stuff up there already. We're going to be mixing in some of these items. There's an 1887 Old Judge Cigarettes N172 Pud Galvin SGC 86, which is near mint plus 7.5. There's been 40 graded by SGC. This is the only 7.5 and none higher. Wow. So that's big time. He was the Major League Baseball's first 300-game winner, and he also lost over 300 games. So Pud was
very
out there
durable,
a lot.
Very
yeah,
durable.
Kind of like the Wilbur Wood of the early 1900s.
Did he pitch to the Cubs? Is that where you
are? You notice we're not talking Cubs World Series like we were last Sunday. But Vince, the GM, is going to work on that this offseason.
We need some pitching.
I'm more upbeat on the White Sox than I think a lot of people are because of the pitching, the starting pitching. Robertson should be a better closer than he was last year. But they've got some better young talent. They just got to play it. Yep. Micah Johnson, I would have been DHing him like starting in July last year. Okay, if he's not that great on defense, Carlos Sanchez, keep him at second. I would have had Trace Thompson out there much earlier. But that's one of the reasons I wouldn't mind trading Avisaíl or
Would you have kept Eaton. Ventura for this year? Like they're doing?
Personally, I wouldn't have kept Kenny Williams on down if I owned the White Sox, and then I would have had the president hire whoever.
Right.
But, for the group that they have, I don't know. We'll see in another year, but probably not. If I was the team president, you would have had to have somebody, though, that's there that you think will be a lot better. Is it Ventura saying, I don't want to play the young guys? If it is, I would have gotten rid of them for sure. Or is that coming from above that we don't know? I don't know.
But if he can't put the lineup together and it's coming from above, that says something's wrong.
That's
right
not
there
good
in the hierarchy of politics.
That's not good if that's the something's case. Yeah. There. But to me, Adam LaRoche was in the lineup way too long when they still had a chance for the playoffs. That's the thing with the two wild cards. You can be a little under 500 usually and have a chance for the playoffs. Superman Todd is leading it off. What's going on? Superman
up
Todd.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
What's new?
Good morning, guys. Hey, if Vince is the GM, you know he's got his eyes on Greinke and Price.
There you go, for sure.
Going to be paying a lot of money. You know what? But that's another thing. I don't ever want to hear a Chicago team say we can't get this guy because of money. Yeah. You're rolling in money. Get whoever you need. That's what one thing I like about what the Ricketts have done. They hired the best possible president to run things, and they've kind of said hands off, let him do what he wants to do. They get the guy, they hire him, and then if he says we really need this guy for X amount of money, if they give him the money, they're doing everything to me an owner should do.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. What do you have, Superman?
I'm getting it signed at the show in November, but I've got a 2010 game used Dexter Fowler jersey with the Kelly McGregor memorial patch on it. Just thought after I get it signed what you guys thought it might be worth.
I'm not 100% sure Fowler's going to be with the Cubs next year. That'll be interesting. Isn't he a free agent, I think?
Yeah, he had a great second half. They're going to try to re-sign him.
I think he fit in great with that team, too. He just seemed like he was always in the middle of all their celebrations and everything. I don't know if he's going to be there, but I don't know, Bill. I don't see Dexter Fowler's stuff doing that much money yet. Do you?
I think he needs to put up a few more numbers before I would sell that, you know.
Yeah, he's a good player, a team player, but by no means is he an all-star or anything at this point of his career. Now, you can also get in the drawing for the Heritage High Number Baseball Box and the 2015 Topps Baseball Factory Set. If you tweet a picture of an item, and we use it on the show already this morning. AJ tweeted, I guess he went to an estate sale yesterday, and it looks like he got a lot of 70s stuff in the sale. He got a lot of 79 Topps hockey and some 70s basketball. And then this one that's kind of intriguing here, it looks like he's got a 75 Fisk card that is signed, an Eckersley Cubs card signed from the 80s, and a Tim Raines. So if there's a bunch of signed cards in there, thoughts on it? It looks like it's you probably didn't pay much, I would hope, at the estate sale. So I'd say you got some stuff that's well worth hanging on to. And then another one here, Paul sent me this. Tom, a friend sent me two picks of autographed balls. Any idea who they might be? Now, I favorited this. He tweeted them to my attention. I have, to make a long story short, no idea. Vince was looking at them, too. I mean, I really have no idea who those are. I'm not an autograph authenticator. I handle stuff that's authenticated. But to me, stuff like this is why there's such a need for autograph authenticators, because they would know who these are.
Looking signatures, too. It's just you can't make out the letters very well.
The one I thought might have been Joan London, but that's not it. So I don't know. Frank from Braidwood's on the line. What do you have, Frank?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
I have a few items. One is a 1947 College All-Star Program, along with, not the game jersey, but like the team sweater. My uncle was a member of that team.
Oh, now that's cool. That's always cool when you have items from players, from back in that day. That's cool.
Yeah, and also it's a team picture that's signed by all of the players.
Oh, now which team was this? The College All-Stars, you said?
Yeah, the 1947. Frank Leahy was the coach. Glenn Davis, Doc Blanchard.
That would be a great auction package there. And the sweater, you don't know if it was worn on the sideline during the game, or what?
It was a sweater that they took the team picture in. It was like a white sweater with a shield. Yeah,
very cool. Bill, what do you think of that grouping?
Oh, sounds great. Frank, does the sweater have any patches on it?
Any patches?
Letters on it or any insignia?
Yeah, it has the insignia on the chest. Says 1947 College All-Stars.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. There you go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, no, Frank, if you're interested in including that in one of our auctions, by all means, give me a call one day during the week. I'd be happy to revisit and go over what it would take to get this to one of our auctions.
You have other stuff also, Frank?
Yeah, just a couple other things. It's a Hank Aaron signed Hank Aaron autographed baseball and Johnny Sain memorabilia.
What is the Johnny Sain memorabilia?
It's like clippings and articles that he's authenticated, signed.
Oh. You know, he was a great pitching coach, actually, Johnny Sain.
Yeah.
I don't think his stuff is worth a ton. The Aaron ball, depending on how nice, is going to be at least 100 and could be more, depending on how high the grade. And then, the real money is with your 47 stuff. That is really cool. The number, if you need it at Huggins and Scott, is 301-608-0355, and you can contact Bill Huggins during the week at that number. And if you ever want to send me a picture of any of that stuff and you want me to tweet it, that's great stuff so our listeners can see what it looks like. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Right. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Now, some other things that people brought in. This was something very interesting. Herb from Shorewood has a bat that he had a book called The Smithsonian Baseball by Stephen Wong, and they look into the history of bats, and it looked to me like this bat was from maybe around 1850.
Wow.
I don't know for sure because there's no like a stamp like Hoosier Bat or Adirondack or anything like that on it, but the bat was 31 inches long. It looked like it had had use where guys had hit their spikes with it quite a bit. It had, it was a heavy, dense wood. There was something in the book that said a lot of those bats in that time were made from wooden axe handles. And it kind of felt like this would have been the best 16-inch softball bat because it was so solid and heavy and not all that long.
Right,
oh,
right.
This would have been a great 16-inch softball bat. But, Bill, he also said he has an old catcher's mask. A lot of those old bats, if you can't prove game use or whatever, doesn't seem like they go for all that much money.
Well, the model bats back then, you're right, it is without the markings that they put on them like today. It's kind of hard to date them, but if you can find some form of a marking on it, there's a whole lot of research out there available now that has been logged into these sites that you can kind of date those things to the 18 whatevers, and you know, a lot of those mushroom knob bats and stuff that came out back in the late 1800s, they can bring $300, $400, $500, $1,000 or more, some of them, depending on how nice they are and if they don't have a lot of wood rot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I tweeted a picture of it earlier this week. It's incredible how good it felt, though, as far as I haven't played 16-inch softball in about 20 years. It made me want to go,
really
go hit it. Yeah, I mean, it really felt great for something like that. Kevin from Lake in the Hills is on the line. What do you have, Kevin?
Hello. So I recently purchased a box of 2015 Bowman, and I was fortunate enough to get a rookie autograph orange refractor of Jock Peterson. I know he had a bit of a down second half,
he
so
did.
I was kind of wondering how his stuff was holding up.
His stuff,
that card's pretty low numbered.
His stuff was down quite a bit, and I would definitely not sell that now. I would, if it's gradable, I'd get it graded this winter by BGS.
Yeah,
and,
I was thinking that.
And hang on to it and see how he comes out. He started striking out at an incredible rate in the second half, and his card prices, as his strikeouts went up, his card prices and home runs both went down.
Yep.
But he still has the power potential. Hopefully he just figures out, you know, he can adjust to what they were doing to him. But that's what I would do. I would get it graded and hang on to it if it looks like you can get at least a 9 in it. Because that could be big money, that card.
He's faster than he showed
this
year. Mattingly kept the kibosh on him stealing bases, I think.
I think it might be
fast.
It might be good for him to have a different manager, too, actually.
And he's going to have a different one because Mattingly is gone.
Right, so that might help him.
Yep.
So I would say hold on that, baby. But it's already time for our first break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Hang in.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Along with Bill today is Steve Dickler, who specializes in unopened material. If you have some old boxes of packs or old packs from the 70s or older, you want to know what they're worth, today's a good day to call in. Steve, yesterday, actually, one of my regular customers was at a big show and picked up a late 70s basketball pack. I forget what year he said
it was.
Like
77, something,
yeah, something
right
like
in there.
That. How are those packs doing right now for the unopened basketball packs?
The 76/77 year were the larger cards.
Yeah.
They haven't got as much following as the normal size cards, basically because of the size, really.
Hmm.
You know, there's an old saying that if you can't fit a card in a nine-pocket sheet, it doesn't carry the value that it would if it did.
You know, there's something to that, too, actually.
Yeah. An unopened box of 76-7 today is worth somewhere between $900 and
$1,000. Oh, so really, that's really not that much for that old of a box, yeah. So kind of interesting
right.
to see it. You don't see it every day, so that was neat. But So if anybody has something like that, Steve's the guy to help figure it out. Jenny from New Buffalo, Michigan is on the line. Hi, Jenny. What do you have?
Good morning. I have a pair, well, a pendant of golden pants from Ohio State from the 1980 game, and I don't want any tattoos for them.
Now, what exactly is it?
It's every year when Ohio State plays Michigan. Yeah. If Ohio State wins, everybody on the roster gets a golden pendant, and they are football pants. And stamped on the pants is the game year, the final score.
Oh.
And my cousin played for them and gave them to me when I was a kid.
Oh, now that's very cool. What position did he play?
He was a nose, what is it? Oh, my God.
Nose guard?
There we go. Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah. So I imagine they're
going to play for the Bengals too. So.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. What was his name?
Doug Adams.
Doug
he was
Adams.
Number 63 for Ohio State.
I imagine those are pretty big pants if he was a nose guard. Bill, have you ever run those in one of your auctions?
I don't think we have. I'm not even sure I was aware that Ohio State did that as far as giving out
those
things.
Well, it's what Terrell Pryor got in trouble for trading for tattoos.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
So that would probably be a good auction item, don't you think, Bill?
I certainly want to, if Jenny is certainly interested in possibly including that in our auction, I'd certainly want our guys to do a little research. But, yeah, it sounds like a very unique item.
Yeah, and especially he went on to play in the NFL. I mean, that's pretty cool. I'd be interested to see how those do. To me, it's got to be at least hundreds. There's a lot of fanatical Ohio State collectors out there, too. I've noticed that on some things that you'll get. It might be an autographed card that comes out, you know, in the new products, and it's in a Ohio State uniform. Yep. A lot of guys collect that. I think that might be pretty good, Jenny. I would think that would be. Are you thinking you might want to sell them, or are you going to just hang on to them, keep them in the family?
Honestly, it depends on what your answer is.
As far as what he thinks.
Every girl has her price.
Yeah, there you go, Jenny. I like the way you negotiate. Well, why don't you call Bill during the week at 301-608-0355. And then, Bill, you guys can do some research and figure out if it'll be worth it to the two of you to auction those.
Jenny, I'd be more than happy to revisit this. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be a neat item for an auction, though, Jenny.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for the call. Okay. Now, also in the Huggins and Scott November auction, bidding begins November 2nd. Lots of things in there. There's a lot of graded cards in this auction. There's a lot of 25 1964 Philadelphia football graded cards. They're all PSA 7 to 8 with Hall of Fame rookies in this lot of Merlin Olsen in 8, Willie Davis of the Packers in 8, Herb Adderley of the Packers in 8, and John Mackey, an 8, $200 minimum bid. John Mackey was, if you ever watch, if you didn't see him play at the time, this guy had to have been one of the toughest receivers to bring down. He was a tight end. I specifically had remembered a game that the Bears were playing against them, and he, like, dragged a couple Bears into the end zone after he caught a pass. And I did a YouTube search just to see if they had anything. They had him. He must have broken, like, 8 tackles against somebody on one of the things. Great tight end. $200 minimum bid on that, and that leads to the item that our guy Ken had where – it was the Jerry Rice 1996 Mackey Award. That's a $500 minimum bid. That's the actual Mackey Award that Jerry Rice was awarded to him but didn't pick up at that time. So that will be in the Huggins and Scott November auction also. Some great stuff. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Paul from Kenosha is on the line. What do you have there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I've just seen on eBay, but on Facebook for the last couple of weeks. There's this place called Baseball Collectors Daily, and they've been running this thing where they had a unopened box, for $129, and you're guaranteed, it's a baseball bat, and it's guaranteed to be a Hall of Famer's autograph on it. And I think there's like 900 and some bats, and they're $129 to buy one. Now they're running it with jerseys, and you're guaranteed to get a Hall of Famer, and they're always, you know, obviously they're always, you know, saying that there's just potential to get a Mickey Mantle, PSA certified.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard anything about this company? Or?
Well, the key would be how the autographs are authenticated. I would look into that and see, you know, if it's a legitimate authenticator for their items. If it is, I mean, and if it's something that you think you would like, you'd like to collect, if it's all Hall of Famers, it sounds like it's got a good chance to be a good item if that's what you're looking for. So I would think that might be kind of fun to open. Vince opened
it. It's Steve. I may be able to help. Is this Historic Autograph Company's product?
He's not on any longer, but it sounds like it could be one from Historic Autographs, that they had that bat, the mini bats like that.
And we also had the Hall of Fame jersey product also.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably what it is then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm part of that organization also, and I can tell everybody that every single item is personally inspected by PSA and stickered.
Okay, so everything is PSA DNA authenticated. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. So the Hall of Fame jerseys are out there now, huh? And so each box you get one signed Hall of Fame jersey.
Correct.
Wow, that's very cool.
I bought a few of those at the show. Amazing, absolutely amazing.
Were you buying bats or jerseys? You were buying jerseys at the show.
Yes,
that's
but I bought a few bats as well. Yeah. Somewhere along the line, the timing is
right,
off
there's
a little.
Right, there's pictures of you with bats and jerseys.
Loved
and,
it.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Great product, Historic Auction.
Historic,
says.
Yeah, very good. Historic Autograph Company.
Autograph, yep.
Yeah, very good. Okay, let's see here now. We've got Paul from Rockford's on the line. What do you have, Paul?
Hey, guys, I got a question. I have a friend that worked on the Senate staff and the presidential staff of President Obama, and when they were cleaning out his office after he had won the election for president, they found a ball that was signed by Willie Mays. It hasn't been authenticated or anything, but it was signed by Willie Mays like 6 or 7 times. I'm not sure what the story behind it was, why he signed it so many times, but it's in a case. It seems to be in very fine and perfect condition and everything, but like I said, it has not been authenticated, and I don't know the true story about it. But
well, can you contact President Obama and ask him to call the show and fill us in on why he had Willie Mays sign a baseball 6 or 7 times? I don't know why. Now, have you ever seen a ball by one guy sign multiple times like that, Bill? And any story behind that?
I don't know that I have. I mean, we've seen some balls where they sign them, and they'll do 15 different inscriptions about their career on a ball like that.
Yeah.
But 6 or 7 times. No, I think, Paul, have Barack call into the show, and we'll ask him about it, and, you know.
Now, if he's one of the signatures on there, that would be good. A presidential, any presidential single-signed baseball is actually a good item. But did you say you worked for Obama at the time?
No, this was a friend of mine. He worked with on him, the Senate staff and the presidential staff. He's been on and off his staffing over the years. So it was something that when he was cleaning out their office, his office, it was something left behind, because I think maybe when you're a president, you got so much memorabilia that, I mean, he had boxing gloves signed by Muhammad Ali that he did bring with him that are now in his office in Washington. So,
yeah, well, you know what, Bill? Would that be worth it for you to try an auction with it if they were all authentic Willie Mays autographs on a ball, just because it's different?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure somebody would pay several $100 or more and also with the story that goes behind it. I mean, a lot of times if nobody can dispute the story, then we'll go with it. You know?
Yeah, especially if you had a picture of President Obama holding that baseball, that would go a long way.
Yep. He might be looking for it now.
Yeah,
though,
he's
know?
Like, wait, oh,
where's,
maybe
where's that ball go?
Maybe he'd be a bidder. Who knows? Now, we also had some other items. Skip from Lake Forest. I couldn't get to these last week. I want to make sure I get to this week. He had a pair of Air Jordan 7 signed shoes not game used, and each shoe is signed. Billy, I don't know how often you run Air Jordans and signed Air Jordans, but is there, how does the value of those go as the number gets higher from one on up on the Air Jordans?
Well, I'm not sure whether or not the Air Jordan 7s, I guess it would be, does he have the box with him and all that?
I don't think he had the box, but, you know, just the shoes. I think those were in the early 90s, the 7.
Right. I mean, they're still hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not a thousand or more, especially if you have two shoes signed by him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay, very good. And what if somebody had the first year of Air Jordan signed by Jordan?
Well, you can. Where's the little cha-ching sign or whatever? Yeah.
Ring that a couple of times. Yeah, very good. Also, let's see. What was the other? Now, here's one I wanted to make sure I got in. Also, this was a couple of weeks ago. Dave and Debbie, this I think would be cool. They have a Cleveland Indians pennant signed by the cast of Major League Two, which included Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, Dennis Haysbert, who I think was the president on 24 for a couple of years, Vince. Just,
really?
Yeah. Okay. That name rang a bell, so I looked him up. Corbin Burnson, Omar Epps, who was on House, looks like the Steelers coach. But he also had, they also had a 10-foot by 4-foot banner previewing the movie. Now, Bill, if that was a Cleveland Indians pennant that was made specifically for that movie, signed by the cast in that banner, what do you think of value of those items?
That, if it looks nice and displays well, that's got to be a $500 to $1,000 item.
Yeah. So now,
can't be many of those out there.
No. Would you be willing to give I know the pennant, but would you want that 10-foot by 4-foot banner also, or is that too big?
When you get into things like that, anything that size has a very limited audience. Because what the hell do I do with it? You know.
Yeah, it is kind of tough. So you
the pennant sounds very neat. Yeah.
So the pennant by itself, you'd probably want to auction.
Easily.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a 2015 Topps Heritage High Number baseball box and 2015 Topps baseball factory set to one caller or tweeter. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Steve Dickler, an unopened pack and box specialist, is on with Bill. If you have any questions, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Topps Heritage High Number Baseball and a 2015 Topps Baseball Factory set to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet me an item, we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Or if you bring something into Triple Crown in Naperville during the week, I tweet it and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Yesterday, my wife and I were at a restaurant. We're quietly in a booth, real nice, you know, just really relaxing. And it was probably a third full, the restaurant. All of a sudden, there must have been a dozen people in a group come, and they put them on a table right next to ours. You smell all this perfume smell and everything. When we're driving home, we're thinking there should be something for that. And I go, yeah, you should be able to walk in. Table for two in the unfriendly section, please. Oh, yeah, we thought so, sir, right over here. I'm not one of the, when I go to a restaurant, I want peace and quiet. I guess a lot of people go for that. Yeah. They like to look at people and all that stuff. I like peace and quiet and relax myself. I want the unfriendly section. Ken from Watertown, Wisconsin is online. What do you have, Ken?
I've got a 1961 championship program, Packers Giants. From Lambeau Field. It looks like it just came right out of the printer. The corners aren't bent. The pages aren't yellowed. It's just perfect.
Wow, you go to a lot of Packer games?
I don't, but I'm a huge Packer collector. But I accumulated this over the years, and I've never really asked anybody about it.
Okay, what do you think, Bill?
I want to say we may have sold one of those over the years, Ken. And I mean, in the condition you're talking there, you got to be talking $1,200 to $2,500 or somewhere in that range, if not more.
Ken doesn't believe you, Bill. He thinks that's no way it's worth that much. I think Ken might be sending that for a future Huggins and Scott auction, right, Ken?
I tell you, I might. I'm not kidding you. It is just. It looks like it just came right out of the printer.
Now, do they grade pennant or do they grade scorecards and books like that?
No, I've never seen that. I think that may have been Lombardi's first championship as well.
Yes, it was.
Wow. You have any other memorabilia from the Packers, Ken?
Actually, I've got a complete run of Packer yearbooks, with the exception of the Holy Grail, the 1960. I've got from 61 to the current.
Hmm. Is that something you'd be interested in also, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The Packer fans are very prevalent on our mailing list, and we've done very well with autographed footballs. The Lombardi era is still a holy grail of Packers history.
Yeah, very good. Well, contact Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions, 301-608-0355. Isn't there a Packers Super Bowl winning team signed football, I think, in your auction?
I think we do have one in this. I'm not sure what year it is. 66, 7, 8, somewhere in there.
Now, I know they grade comic books. I found that out. There's a 1974 Incredible Hulk, number 181. First full appearance of Wolverine, which is a big deal whenever you get a new thing like that. CGC 5.0 graded, which I guess for an older comic book like that, that's a pretty good grade, right, Bill? That's probably going to be maybe, what, a $500 or $600 item?
Yeah. I mean, comic books, especially if they were read over the years and stuff, which they were intended to be done with. So to get in those mid-grades like that, it's not quite like a card that's a mid-grade, you know.
Yeah, right. So there can actually be a 10 on that grading scale or a 9.8, right?
Older comics, you don't get 9s and 10s. You get those on the 80s, 90s stuff that was right from the company, right to the grader and right in the holder. And I mean, if you had a Superman 1 as a 10, I don't know how many times you could ring the bell as to how much.
Oh,
money
my
you
God.
Get.
That would be
you
well.
As a 2 or a 3 would be. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow, man. Amazing. Okay, Matt from West Chicago. You have anything that good, Matt? Anything that's going to be over 100,000?
No, I wish.
Okay.
Thank God I would. I think 2004 Miller Lite replica NASCAR hood autographed by Rusty Wallace.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Now, what size is that?
It's a full-size replica hood, but it's a replica hood, not an actual NASCAR hood.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, that's something that would be probably too big for you for shipping, right, Bill, for an auction. But you'd have to find the right customer for that one. Maybe a place that really specializes in NASCAR would want to sell that and have it up on their wall or something. But what would you think? What did you pay for it?
Actually, it was given to me by a coworker who had a whole bunch of memorabilia, and he knew I was a NASCAR fan, so he just gave it to me.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know on that one, but I'm thinking in the $100 to $200 range. Does that sound about right for you, Bill?
I don't know that I have any whole research to do on any of those items.
So. I sure wouldn't want to try to ship that anywhere. I guarantee you that. That would be a bit difficult. Next on the line, we have Dan from Highland, Indiana. What's new, Dan? What do you have?
Hi, yes. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
All right. I have a 1959 World Series it's a World Series program from Game 1, and then it's two ticket stubs. I have one for Game 1 and Game 2 when the White Sox played, I believe, the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then the more interesting part that I'm trying to get more of a price on is a letter inside of it that we found. And it's from Bill Veeck, and it's basically a denial letter for World Series tickets for Game 6 or 7. And I don't have the letter in front of me right now, but it basically said that, we regret to inform you that you didn't receive World Series tickets, you didn't win the lottery, here's your check back. So it would have had the gentleman's check, you know, with the letter sent back. And I just can't find another one like it anywhere on the internet.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. What do you think of that whole package, Bill? Is that, if that letter is really signed and not stamped or secretarial by VEC along with the tickets and program?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Is if he sent these out and it was just a stamped or a secretarial signature that he sent, sorry guys, you didn't win the lottery for tickets, it's going to have one value. If he took the time to sign each one of them, which I kind of doubt, I don't know, I'm not looking at it, but it would have a significantly more value. But either way, the whole package, you know, could still be several hundred dollars.
So if you had to guess just on the, if it was stamped, just that letter alone, how much do you think?
If it was stamped, I'd probably say 50 to 100 bucks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering if a lot of people ended up throwing them away because they were a denial letter, so they didn't end up saving them, and that could make it, you know, more rare.
Yeah, it's more rare.
I think, Dan, you're absolutely correct. A lot of people did throw them out. However, I don't know how many people would want that. It's sort of like sometimes the only thing rarer than an item is a buyer for it.
Yeah, the fact if it was signed though, that would definitely help. But that's a good package either way. That would be a nice package to auction without a doubt. Bob from Streamwood, I put a picture of this up on Twitter, stopped by with an Indianapolis Colts Super Bowl winning team signed football with Peyton Manning, looking more and more like that's gonna be the Super Bowl that he won. It was on a white panel football and real nice signatures team sign. Have you run any of those, Bill, or would you want to run it? What would you think on that one?
This is from the 1 year they won?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know that we've run any of those before, but I certainly would want to run one of those. Absolutely.
I think Bob might have had some other stuff also. So if he decides he wants to do it, we'll ship it out to you. I don't think it was authenticated. It sure looked real to me. Now, another item that was brought in, Ron from Evanston had a Billy Martin single signed baseball. Now, actually, he just sent me a picture of this, and it was a Decatur Press ball. I guess he did a book, and it was stamped on the back, but the ball was kind of, it had like bad marks on it. It was kind of scuzzed up on one side, and I'm not 100% sure. It looks like it might have been signed. If it was really signed by Billy Martin, it might have been a marker that kind of faded a bit. I don't think that's a good enough ball that you'd want to auction that, is it?
No, you kind of described what I tell a lot of consignors. If I've got to start saying bad, negative things about the ball,
yeah,
probably something that's better off sold by them in person to somebody rather than me trying to photograph something and describe it and have to say this bad thing. Oh, but still bid lots of money on it, you know.
Yeah, maybe a thing in a store, but he'd have to get it authenticated. I'm not 100% sure whether it was stamped or not. I always have, that's another reason that they're for authenticators. I have a hard trouble telling on some of that stuff. Like, I'll usually look at it under magnification, and if there's like a blurb in it or something, then I figure, okay, it's got to be real ink. But I try to save people money by not sending it to an authenticator if I can tell them for sure it's not.
Right.
This one I really couldn't tell for sure, so it'll be interesting. But I would think in the condition it's maybe $100, and I think it'd be kind of expensive to get that authenticated. So we will see on that one. Steve from Chicago is on the line. What do you have, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got a patient whose husband died, and there was a hotel in Chicago called the Bismarck, no longer there.
Yeah.
And the Yankees were staying there, and he's got the menu signed by all the Yankees, including Mickey Mantle.
Hmm. So was that from the 50s with Mantle, Ford, Barra, all those guys on there?
Yes.
How many total?
He says he's got the whole team. I took a glance at it, and I didn't count when she brought it in. She wanted to give it to me, but I told her, you know, sell it. It's yours and your kids'.
Yeah, you would want to auction that one, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, Steve. Yeah, that could be a $500 to $1,000 piece or more, depending on how it displays and, you know, the condition and what year it is, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, very neat.
How How do I ever get a hold of you guys?
Well, call Bill Huggins, 301-608-0355, or if it's easier for you to do this, if you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville, you could drop it off with me or whatever, and we could send it out that way. But Bill's at Huggins and Scott during the week.
All right, thanks, guys. It'd mean a lot to her.
Yeah, it sounds neat. That would be very cool. I'd like to see that, actually. That'd be a good one I'd like to tweet the picture of. Speaking of Twitter, Joey tweeted a picture. He's got a Blackhawks. It looks like this might be an entire team-signed Sports Illustrated cover. Boy, that's nice in a matted frame. That looks very good. I can't tell if that's just the cover, maybe, and not the entire magazine. But I'm thinking that, you know, if that's authenticated and it is the entire team, I'm thinking you'd probably be asking around $1,000 for that one in a store. Now, would that be an item you'd want to try to auction, Bill? In a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a championship year?
Yes, it is. It's the cover where they're celebrating on it too. So that's always a good
deal. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that'd be a good Huggins and Scott auction item. Time for one more real quick one here. Kevin, are you in Boston, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yes, I have a Celtics shirt, jersey with signatures from Rajon Rondo, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett.
Rondo, Pierce, and Garnett, and it's a Celtics, not any game worn or anything.
I'm not sure. I bought it once. I was on the floor when I was talking to them, and I asked for signatures, and that was in 2011.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. I'm thinking in the $100 to $200 range, and it's time already.
Time goes by too fast in here.
Yes.
This week's winner, Kevin from Lake in the Hills. Kevin, send me an email, vince@ercdelivery.com. Send me your address. I'll make a delivery to your house or work free of charge.
And don't forget now, bidding begins Monday, November 2nd on the Huggins and Scott November auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Steve Dickler, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Is there a number you can be contacted, or would that be at Huggins and Scott?
I would say you can call it Huggins and Scott, and they'll get to me.
All right, very good. If you have unopened material. And coming up next, you've got Jeff Meller in the Fantasy Football Show, so hang in there and listen. Have a great one.
I was like, oh, my God, a minute 20 left?
I couldn't believe it.